When the pastor or a fellow Christian comes up to you and says, "Friend, I'd like to share with you something that you have in your life that will prove deadly if you let it continue," is your first reaction, "Yes, but..." And you say to yourself, "Who is he to try to talk to me about this thing? I'm just as good as he is. I've got lots of good points. Why don't they notice those? Why is he picking on me about this thing?" Well, if that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the value of the teachable spirit. Look at Psalm 119, verse 7. "I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments." Note the word learned. The humility to learn from anybody, from any situation. This is the thing that marks a truly big man or woman. When something happens that would normally rankle our spirit, think how far ahead we would be if we just calmly said, "Now what can I learn from that?" Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, was strong on this. I recall an instance when he was admonishing us to keep our hearts open and learn from others. "Why," he said, "you can even learn from the devil." I remember being somewhat startled, and I suppose I showed it. "Well," he said, "think for a minute. Think how the devil is so diligent in his follow-up of a new Christian. When a person comes to Christ, quite often someone from a false cult will call on him, or an old girlfriend will show up, or he will be offered a job where he has to work during the time the Bible study meets, and so on. And how often we've done something dumb and then tried to justify it, rather than just admit we were wrong and learn from it. You see, there are a few words that are worth their weight in gold, but we often have trouble using them. Words like, "I'm sorry," or "I was wrong," or "forgive me." Now, why is that true? Well, I suppose pride is the chief cause. We just don't like to admit that certain things we've done are wrong, or that a certain way we go at things could be improved on. But listen carefully. You will never be a true disciple of Jesus Christ if you have that spirit. Why? Because the very word disciple means learner, and the person who has arrived, the person who knows all he needs to know, the person who resents a word of admonition or correction, he has stopped learning. He is no longer growing, developing, changing. He has begun to stagnate. Soon his life will reflect it. But I've met people in their 70s who are bright-eyed, have an inquisitive spirit, who are living on the edge of life, right out where things are happening. And then I've met people who were recently out of college and who have started to dry up. Now that's a tragedy. And there's another problem. If the person giving you the suggestion feels you resent his counsel, he will hesitate to give it, and you have just lost a valuable source of help. So the next time someone shows enough concern for you to mention an area of life that needs strengthening, respond with joy and thankfulness. Often we can't see our own faults and need the guidance and help of others. And with that attitude, you are well on your way to discipleship. And remember, it's disciples that the Lord counts on to accomplish his will on this earth. In fact, his last great command was to 11 disciples to go and preach the gospel to every creature. And you and I are Christians today because these disciples, these learners, were faithful to their Lord's great commission. May God bless you as you grow into a true disciple of Christ.